You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hitoosh tops March's best-selling comic books. Books exempt from China tariffs. Spider-Man takes on the Sinister 16. This is Comic Book Club News for April 9, 2025. March's best-selling comic books are here, and no surprise, the 400,000 copy-selling Batman 158, aka the kickoff of Hitoosh from Jim Lee and Jeff Loeb, is at number one. But what is surprising? DC Comics is totally dominating the top five. Or rather, top six. Per ICV2, in countdown order after Hitoosh, the top comics are Absolute Flash number one, Absolute Batman number six, Absolute Martian Manhunter number one, Absolute Superman number five, and Absolute Wonder Woman number 6. Overall, DC snagged 14 of the top 50 slots on the list, a solid though top-heavy showing. Lest you cry for Marvel Comics, well, don't. Ultimate Spider-Man number 15 came in at number 7, One World Under Doom number 2 at number 8, and Ultimate Wolverine number 3 at number 9. Overall, the House of Ideas snagged 34 of the top 50 slots, more than double those grabbed by DC. The only non-Marvel or DC comics on the list? Those two slots were snagged by Skybound's Transformers number 18 and G.I. Joe number 5. As these rankings don't include sales figures, it's tough to offer up some sort of specific analysis. But we know the absolute Universe line is regularly selling over 100,000 copies, meaning the top of the list is the strongest the comic book industry has been in a long while. As for the bottom, as a wise owl licking a Tootsie Roll Pop once said, we may never know. Here's some sort of good news. Books are exempt from the U.S. government's tariffs on China, meaning the price of graphic novels should hopefully hold steady, at least for the moment. Per Publishers Weekly, printed matter from China is not beholden to the new tariffs, though still is hit with a 7.5% tariff from the first Trump administration. And with the bulk of graphic novels printed in China, that means that bound comic books printed in the country could stay at the same price domestically. The bigger issue is that is far from covering all the related costs for comic book companies. Floppies are mostly printed in Canada, and collectibles, which generally get more revenue for stores than comic books anyway, are being hit very hard by the new tariffs. Same with trading card games, tabletop games, and other goods that stores make their money on. Short version, while the printing of graphic novels has escaped the Trump tax for now, local comic book stores and comic book companies are still being hit very hard. More on this as it develops. Writer J. Michael Straczynski has been releasing a series of extremely weird team-ups for Marvel, and the final one is less of a team-up and more of a battle royale. Spider-Man vs. the Sinister 16. With art by Phil Noto, the story finds Peter Parker on a night out with Mary Jane, only to discover there are a ton of villains and heroes in attendance as well. Why is this happening? According to Straczynski, via press release, quote, "One of the most common tropes of the superhero world is that the amount of destruction that comes when heroes and villains lock horns. We all accept that it just happens." This led to thinking, what if the owner of a popular restaurant has run it into the ground and needs the place to be destroyed for the insurance money, and invites a ton of heroes and villains to dine all at the same time in the hopes that a fight breaks out? What if initially everyone tries to stay calm to enjoy the experience, but sooner or later, with that roster, the storm comes. Spider-Man vs. the Sinister 16 number 1 hits stores on July 30. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And I'm just saying, if that owl could restrain from biting into the lollipop after 3 licks, maybe we would have an answer. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.